The landscape of downtown Woodstock is changing as Hedgewood Properties builds a high-end, mixed-use development. Reactions from local residents are varied.
Right behind the Old Depot and then Ace Hardware, they have like this four or five story tall condominium complex, and it's just, and it's brick, and I guess they try to fit it in, but it's really just visually striking. The first thing you see, you don't really notice the downtown, you notice the giant building, and then behind the giant building are all these little houses that are like, they have like postage stamp, like front lawns, and they're like different architecture styles. Like, Hedgewood said that they wanted to develop a neighborhood that felt like it had grown up over time. But these architecture styles, I don't think, would be in a neighborhood like that. I don't think they would come together. They don't even match that well. It's like a modern take on the past. It doesn't really relate at all, because the buildings on the opposite side of the street are all low, square buildings with like brick fronts and stuff. And the ones across, I mean, they're brick, but that's about all they got in common. Downtown, when
you've got worries, I like to see what's out there. It's a little discouraging when you go from town to town and it just seems to repeat itself. Like if you're on 92 and you're headed east to get to Roswell, you'll pass about two or three Targets. And in the plaza with them, it's just the same reoccurring. You know, sometimes there'll be a TJ Maxx instead of a Kohl's. But it's still neat to go and to see, you know, what varies in the landscape from town to town, although not much does. Besides the downtowns, I decided once that I wanted to go to Hot Dog Heaven just because, you know, the name, right? Hot Dog Heaven. I went to the coffee shop and I went antiquing there. They're building a lot of stuff there, and I think it's going to be kind of neat. I'd like to see more commercial properties open up down there before homes and housing, because location, right? That's why you would want to live there, but what's the location if it's not near anything? I mean, the point of living further north, you know, in Ellijay or Jasper, is because it's fairly underdeveloped. You know, there's not a lot there. There's not a lot of sprawl. And you can have acreage, you know, in a house on that. But the point of living in downtown Woodstock would be to be surrounded by places to go and places to eat and places to meet your friends. But unless the area builds itself up in that respect, I think it's just going to be a moot point of a bunch of people living in row houses and having nothing but that.
Basically, Atlantic Station comes to Woodstock. I think it's a great idea. I think Atlantic Station's a good idea too. And so I think it will work better in Woodstock than it will in Midtown Atlanta, though, because of the type of people that are around. Basically, I've only been to Atlantic Station once, but it was a great idea. I loved it. That's the best idea I've ever seen for America. It's just like Europe. I mean, it literally is a lot of the cities in Europe. It's, you know, everything is right there. You live above it, the stores are beneath it, you've got entertainment, you've got food, you've got everything. It's all right there. Your own little contained community. But the only problem that I've seen with Atlantic Station, a lot of outside people are coming into Atlantic Station, and it's basically getting like underground. It's getting unsafe, you know? And I don't think you'll have that in Woodstock, because there'll be more people, I think, that could walk to it and enjoy it more. Whereas in Atlantic Station, it's part of Atlanta. It's another part of the city. You know, in Woodstock right there's so many places around Woodstock that you could park and walk, and you could do like the main street there, how they've got the little stores and stuff, and you could walk over to this little place and enjoy all of that, and the depot, and you've got all of it right there just in one little section. And it's so diverse.
Just north of Woodstock, the city of Holly Springs has similar plans for development.
Well, Hedgewood is doing Woodstock. We have a downtown plan. What we're basically doing now, our Downtown Development Authority has purchased about maybe 40 acres down there they purchased over the last 4 years or so. And what they're at the point at now is they can put out a bid to partner with a developer, you know, to build a downtown master plan. It'll have the retail, it'll have the housing, it'll have office, it'll have the town green. It could be Hedgewood. I mean, they're a major player, and of course we'd love to receive a bid from them. You know, we've got interest from Madison, which is a similar company, and Jacoby, who did Atlantic Station, they're very interested. And that's kind of the vision. Downtown, just listen to the music of the tragedy. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there.